A 3-goal-to-1 final term from Essendon gave them a 7-point win over the Dockers at Marvel Stadium, their third win of the year. And what a moment for Braden Ham to kick his first goal of the year, just his fifth career goal in his 24th game at the 22.5-minute mark. He snapped on his non-preferred from about 47 metres out, and it was true, and the Bombers were in front, and they hung on to get that third win of season 2021. You're listening to AFL Nation for Athena Home Loans. Kick your home loan goals at athena.com.au and Liberty Free Thinking Loans. For the Dockers, 4 goals to Matt Taberner wasn't enough in the end. They had their opportunities, 21 scoring shots to 18 in the end, and they controlled inside 50s. They just weren't able to capitalise. He didn't have much help. Taberner, Mundy, Chera and Lobb all got singles. Walters as well. Darcy Parrish had 39 disposals and kicked a goal, just continuing on a career-best year for him. AFL Nation's post-game show is for Athena Home Loans. Kick your home loan goals at athena.com.au and Liberty Free Thinking Loan. So the Bombers by 6 points at quarter time, 2 points at the half. Dockers in a 3-goal-to-2 third term, got a 3-point lead turning for home, but the Bombers were just too good in the final term and they made the most of their opportunities to get that 7-point win in the end. Sam Hargraves, Matty Cox, Liam Pickering. Pickers, it's a hard-fought win for Essendon that have made a habit of losing close ones this year.
Yeah, well, they deserved that, didn't they? They deserved to win a close one. I didn't think they ever really hit their straps, but I thought their pressure in the last quarter when the game was on, I thought it was really... the difference in the game, really, is that the fact they bought the heat in the last quarter, because I just felt Fremantle had their measure most of the day, but to their credit, they found a way to win. You're pretty happy, Coxie. You're an Essendon man.
A little happy. It's also happy to see...
Oh, how good is this?
Kids are on the ground.
Kicking on the ground back as well.
But what they've done is they've cordoned off the centre square, because that's such an important part of the ground.
Yeah. The Maccas kicked a kick. Not seeing the people slip over as much as we've seen the play. Although I just did, saw one young kid really come a cropper in a bad way, and he's none too impressed. This is wonderful to see. Maccas kicked a kick.
No, it is. It's good, isn't it?
Yeah. This just puts a smile on your face, doesn't it?
It's good. It's what we used to. Remember, when I first started, you were running off the ground, you were dodging elephants in police horses. Or maybe not elephants. That happened once.
Where were you playing?
At Arden Street. No, but back in the day, you know.
You'd be bowling past people
back in the day.
Yeah.
They'd be running past you as you're trying to run off the ground. Now, we've got to just keep the grass all nice or something, but it's good to see the people back out there.
Melbourne have got moving, 3-3-21, Carlton 3-2-20. Tom McDonald lining up for a shot at goal now, so we will keep you abreast of those scores. And the game still to come on AFL Nation is West Coast Eagles and the Adelaide Crows. We'll get your thoughts on that before we say farewell, Pickers. But let's start working through our wards, and we're going to be joined shortly by Andrew McGrath. So
he played well.
Pick one in the 2016 draft.
Excellent player again.
East Brighton, through Brighton Grammar and the Sandy Dragons. He's just becoming a more and more important player.
He's playing a better role now, isn't he? He's playing the forward role, like midfield role rather than a backline role. Mm. So he's become very, very important. I don't think I snuck him into the votes, but I thought he was very good.
Well, he finished up the day with 27 disposal at 70% efficiency.
Just thought he went backwards a lot today.
Yeah, his metres gained, because we like to look at that, 253. So
tells you he went backwards a lot.
Yeah.
But that's okay. I mean, if he's playing an inside mid-game, there's no problems with that. I don't mind that, the feedback. But I just thought there was a bit too much of that in the first half in particular.
Yeah, that was the trend of the game, particularly in the first three quarters for the Bombers, whereas in that last quarter, they almost flicked the switch to the game plan that they know they can play.
Well, I think that's what Rutten... I think what Ben Rutten's saying to them is, this is the style of footy that's going to... One, it's going to keep our fans interested, but two, it's going to give us a chance to win more than we lose. And I think they did that really well in the last quarter in particular, and they deserved their win. It was a brave win in the end. I did think Fremantle for the majority of the game with a better team, but in front of 26,500 people, it's a good crowd. Really good crowd. Sunday afternoon.
Tom McDonald converted that set shot, by the way. He's having a cracking season, is Tom McDonald, for a man that wasn't quite wanted at the end of last year. Just the all-meat diet now for him.
Wasn't quite wanted. No one wanted to go near him.
Well, they were shopping him.
Did they ever?
And there were no takers.
I know, which was
staggering. So he's gone and got himself rock-hard fit.
Well, he looks good. He's having a good season.
All meat diet, apparently.
And he kicked?
He loves the all meat diet. Must drive Ben Brown insane.
Oh, yeah. Well, that's because he's on an all leaf diet.
Real carnivorous.
Get a bit of meat in you, man.
Sort of carnivore, herbivore setup that they've got in their weird forward sort of line. Setup. So 27-20 around the grounds, Chemist Warehouse. Let's go through our awards. MEGT Rookie of the Day Pickers, your local apprenticeship experts.
Well, there wasn't a lot out there today. Perkins was pretty good. I've gone with Nick Cox. He only played a quarter.
Injury sub.
Mm. Yeah, well, you know what? He showed a fair bit in that last quarter, didn't he?
Yeah, he did.
He was pushed into the ruck a
couple of
times.
Put him in the ruck against Sean Darcy, one of the biggest men in the AFL. But he did a couple of really nice things. And Perkins was okay, but he was well beaten today. So, I'll go with Big Coxie.
Geez, he pounds a ball.
He's a beautiful
kick
player.
From left half back to left half forward.
He's a really good player. I'm a big fan. Big fan.
He's going to be one that we're just going to... Well, you just wonder just how good he can be. The next thing will be he'll get size on him and...
Oh, all that stuff. That's why I was staggered he got the pick eight.
Have you seen a player like him? I mean, we don't know what he's going to be, but from what we've seen so far, can you think back through the annals of footy history and go, you know who he reminds me of? Because I can't.
Not really.
Not for his size, his agility, his skills at such a young age.
Yeah, hard to really put...
Because it's the other thing we don't know.
No one stands out to me with him because he's... One, he's super skilled. He's left and right foot. He's super quick.
Yeah.
So put some size on him. He's going to be a handful.
Where is he?
Got a bit of mongrel in him too.
Oh, I reckon he'll end up being a centre-half back, centre-half forward. That's where I think he'll be. But with that ability to run, he could just end up being the ultimate utility, which is not a bad place to be when you're... When we talk about big midfielders like Cripps, he's 200 centimetres, this bloke.
Yes. MEGT supporting employers and apprentices for over 40 years. Hanger of the day, hangmytv.com.au, because that's what they do, and they do it brilliantly.
Well, there wasn't too many hangers, but I love the one-handed mark by Nick Hind at the start of the last quarter. That was a beauty. Just straight out of the first centre bounce.
Yeah, if they had
the last quarter.
Because he held out the opponent too.
Yeah.
And if that had have converted into a goal, Fremantle would have had a 9-point lead.
It would have been a nice little start for them, yep.
Yep. Goal of the game, instant windscreens, broken windscreen, call instant windscreens 1-3-2-4-4.
It was your man. Ham. That was a great
goal. Got a check at history for myself and Ham.
Yeah, it has. No Ham Sam and Braden Ham goal of the day. Well done. It was a fantastic goal. Well,
that's a Ham.
It was the match-winning goal. It's the reason they won the match. And it came from nowhere. I thought he was a left footer. Then I second-guessed myself. And then he snapped the right foot around across his left shoulder, 45 metres, under real pressure.
Just seen the replay. That's a good finish.
You think that on your opposite?
Yep.
That's a powerful kick. And then he had a shot to finish everything off on his left foot from 15 metres out directly in front of the point.
When you're signing up young players, is it the thing you ask them?
What's that?
How good's your oppie? You got an oppie?
No, because I already know that. I've already seen him.
I know you do the scout, but this sounds better.
That's the one that got away last year is the bloke I just gave the best young player for, Nick Cox.
Yep.
Thought I had him. Flat. He's best friends with Chip. Bloody Earl Eddings' son. I thought it was a real good chance. He's old man's a ripping bloke. Mum was lovely. Anyway.
One that got away, hey, Pix.
Ah, well, for now.
Plenty more fish in the sea.
It's really flattened him.
Chin up.
No. Anyway.
Need a hug?
No, I'm all right. I'm okay.
The tackle or tackler of the game for Toro. Count on Toro to get the job done.
The tackler of the game, I thought Andrew Brayshaw. He always tackles. He always takes a lot of tackles. And he's very a small guy. And the fact that I played with his old man, Mark Brayshaw, and he never laid a tackle in his life. So the fact that Andrew is such a good tackler is testament to his mum.
Beautifully done. Toro, home ground advantage. Bendix Brakes, big moments. Confidence stopping Bendix Brakes.
Well, the big moment was the goal.
Yeah, it is.
It's the Braden Ham kick. Because it was out of nowhere, really.
Yeah. Yep.
Like, that didn't look like there was going to be any. It wasn't even going to be a score. And all of a sudden he changed the whole context of the game by snapping that goal and basically winning the match for the Bombers.
Yeah. And the other thing, too, is that was his ninth possession. So he had another shot later after that.
Yeah.
So the 22-minute mark, it's his ninth possession. So he hasn't had a big influence on the game. And it just sort of goes to show you that...
Own the moment.
You might not have a big game, but you can have a big moment.
Yeah, you can. That's right. And that's the thing. That's why you've got to stay in games. You've got to stay mentally in games. Because if you think, oh, woe is me, it's not my day. And you can't think like that as a small forward anyway. Because you might not get your moment until like today, late in the last quarter. You might get it early. Tipper got it early. Mm. First goal of the game and away you go and you're feeling good about yourself. But if you're going to play that role in the modern AFL football, you're going to have to just keep persisting and hanging in there because it's going to need some tough times.
And especially given how young he is too, 24 games under his belt to execute like that in that moment.
And the Bomb, you know what? The Bombers have lost three close ones this year, inside 3 points. So to them, that gives their fans a lot of hope. They can see what they're building. They can see their game style is pretty good.
They didn't tighten up, did they?
And they didn't play anywhere near their best today. And they found a way to win. And that's a sign of a team that's got something to work with. And they have. They're going to be a good team. Give them a year or two.
Sustained performer for Host Plus. We go with you. The week in, week out performer. Been doing it for years, just like Host Plus themselves.
Performer of the day?
The Host Plus sustained performer.
I just saw a Carlton play Mr. Golf in the golf square. sustained performer. I'm going with David Mundy. Thought again. Get them back. No, because I was just tuning in. Okay. I didn't realise you were asking me a question. No, I thought David Mundy. But I'll tell you why. Because late in that last quarter, when it looked like the Ham go, everyone's pretty happy. Looks like the Bombers are home. And it went whooshka on a turnover, which could have been the Bendix Brakes big moment.
Yep.
From, I think it was Parrish, actually. And it went into the middle of the ground. And David Mundy just coolly stepped around someone at centre forward and went bang. So he had another good game as well today. He had 20-odd touches and was very important again.
Host Plus, official superannuation partner of the AFL. Unmissable moments for DrinkWise. You won't miss a moment if you drink wise.
Tipper's goal. McDonald Tipping Woody's goal was unmissable. Because that snap and the bounce, and that's the beauty of our game. Like, we have got a game that is a fascinating game for people overseas.
Yep.
They can't understand why we're using a ball this shape.
Yep.
And that's why. Because it's just not a round ball. It's not just going to roll through for a point. It goes bounces on its end, basically, and goes back through the goals. Very important goal.
And just before that, we saw Schultz get the unkind version of that kind of bounce. And then McDonald's and Woody gets the lucky bounce at the other end.
Isn't that the beauty of our game? Let's be perfectly honest. That's the beauty of the game we play. And that's why everyone loves the game. That's why it's the most popular game in the country.
The unmissable moment, we've just done that for DrinkWise. Big thank you to them. Injury wrap for Sudox Active Muscular and Joint Pain Relief Cream. Follow the directions for you. So Dev Smith's hamstring, we believe it was, that had him subbed out of the game for Nick Cox to come into. And so he'll join an injury list at the moment for Essendon. They should get some back in the coming weeks. But Caldwell, we know, is still about 10... maybe 12 or more weeks away. Clark will be tested and might come back in next week. Cutler, 2 to 3 weeks away. Draper's 2 to 3 weeks away. Hurley and Defen, as we know. Shield is 8 to 10 weeks away. Stringer, 3 to 4 weeks away.
Stringer's Alex Warden, a big loss, isn't he?
Yeah, massive.
And it's another good year. Soft tissue
contract
as well.
Year for him too.
Oh, he'll get another contract. I don't think there's going to be.
I don't mean that, but it's all figures now, isn't it?
Yeah, well, it's a matter of how much he gets.
Yeah,
he'll get paid plenty because he's a good player. And he won't go anywhere because he's a good player. And neither will Zach Merritt. He'll stay.
Zach Merritt will stay?
Yeah, I do. I think he'll be at the Bombers next year. Why wouldn't he? Why would he leave this joint? He's going to get paid well at the Bombers.
Well, he did say he was just going to wait and see.
He can wait and see.
Well, this is to bump the price up, though.
Well, it depends what they want to offer him and all that sort of stuff, but that's all part of it.
Andrew McGrath was instrumental in this win. Again, we spoke about his numbers a little earlier, but if you just missed that, McGrath had 27 disposal at 70% efficiency, provided his usual run, dash, and lovely use of the pill. He's been good enough to jump on the line. Andrew, congratulations on a win. You've sort of had a habit of losing the close ones this year, so what an occasion to win one of those.
Hey, guys. Thanks for having me on. Yeah, it's a great one to win. Obviously, we've been on the end of a few close losses of late, and by no means was it our prettiest game, but it's nice to be on the other side of those close ones.
What did your coach Ben Rutten say in the last quarter, at three-quarter time, Andy? Because you really looked like you came out with some purpose in that last quarter, pressure-wise.
Yeah, our game's built on our contest and our pressure, and we hadn't really brought it to the level that we wanted to previously, the quarters before that. So our last quarter was really just focusing on what we do well, and that's contest, that's pressure, and we brought in that last quarter. I think our pressure rating was quite a lot higher than the rest of the game, and that probably went a long way in helping us get the result.
Was there also talk about the fact that they were slowing you down early? That would have been, I reckon, addressed at half time. That early in the first quarter, when you were able to get it out of the centre and you were moving it quickly, you looked really dangerous. And then they took control a little bit and then they slowed you right up halfway through that first quarter, all the way through till half time. So it was an area you probably had to adjust.
Yeah, it's hard. I guess every team tries to take away what you're best at. So it was just a matter of us trying to get our ball movement going and I guess taking what they were giving us. They were covering our shorts really well and we couldn't really move the ball too quick. But when that happens, that's a good opportunity to go longer. We were probably overusing it a little bit, which fed right into their defense. And we tried to rectify that a little bit in the second half. Wasn't pretty again, like I said before, but it's nice to get over the line.
How much confidence does it give you, considering it is such a young group, Andy, that you were able to grind your way through today's game? And whilst it wasn't always going your way, you were always in. You hang on by the skin of your teeth at various stages this afternoon.
Yeah, it gives us good confidence moving forward. We are a young group, as you stated, and we're only going to get better from games like these. And to learn how to win these is really important. Your bad games are just as good as your good games. Or just as important as a good game, sorry. And to win an ugly one like today means a lot to us. And although we didn't get our game going, we showed some real grit and our young players just stood up again and they just keep impressing us and I love playing with all of them.
Yeah, you've got a good young group. You're going to have some fun going forward, Andy. Just a couple of players kicked goals in the last... You kicked three in the last quarter, right? One was to Big Phillips. Mm-hmm. Well done, big guy. He kicks an easy goal. Then we've got Tipper, who kicks one that bounces, I don't know how he got it through. And then we can talk us through Braden Ham's goal as well. It was brilliant.
Yeah, it's great when you get a little bit of luck. Late in a game like this, it's hard to come by points. Looking at the scoreboard right now, it was a pretty low-scoring affair. And to have a couple to sneak through that may miss on other occasions is nice, takes the pressure off you a little bit. But I think all that's built on our pressure and our hard work. We were probably due a couple goals earlier. Purely based off our pressure in the forward line. Tipper's forward pressure is elite and Braid worked hard all game, so it's a good reward for effort.
Speaking to Andrew McGrath on AFL Nation, Andy, the last couple of years, the questions have been asked, where are Essendon going? Where's the direction? What do they stand for? What's their game style? All these kind of things. And I'm sure there are times, like all players, where you think, geez, that's not a bad question and you're trying to figure it out for yourself. Can you really see it now? They've got this injection of youth that's come through. Ben Rutten is one out now as the coach. Do you see the forest for the trees, so to speak?
Yeah, definitely. I guess as a more senior player now, you're all across our vision and where we're heading. And I think it's really clear now. Our brand's a lot more distinct. Teams know what they're going to get from us. We pride ourselves on our pressure and our blitz around the ball. And when we bring that, more often than not, we're in games. Our team's very young, as we've talked about before, but that doesn't put a ceiling on what we can achieve. We want to win, and we want to come out and win every game. No different to any other team, but I think we're really heading in an exciting direction for our fans and for our footy club.
And just the final one, Nick Cox, we're trying to figure out if we've ever seen a player that sort of moves like he does, is the size that he is. I made the point during the call that when his arms are up in the air, he looks like one of those inflatables at a car yard sale. But we've never seen a player like this. Does he just amaze you at what he's able to do and how he's able to do it for the shape and size that he is?
Yeah, he's an amazing athlete, a great kid. He just wants to work hard and get better, and I don't think he realises how good he can be yet, but I'm sure we'll instil that in pretty quickly. But he's just a freak athlete and a really natural footballer as well. I think he can play anywhere on the ground and have an impact, and once he gets full belief in himself, I think he's going to be a really hard player to stop around the whole competition, and really excited to see him develop.
And we heard Zach Merritt during the week saying that he's just going to wait and see how everything pans out if he re-signs. Do you get in his ear?
A little bit. We all know Zach. Zach's very meticulous, and he knows that the media are hounding him about it and everyone wants a decision as soon as possible. But we trust Zach and his judgment, and his demeanour around the football club has been outstanding. He's one of our most valuable players. He's one of our leaders. He leads by example on and off the field, and he really drives our culture internally. So with regards to Zach, by all means, I hope he really does stay. And we love playing with him, but that's a decision he has to make, and he'll make the one that's right for him.
Congrats on the win, Andy. Enjoy.
Thanks, mate. Catch you later.